From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump Tuesday issued a stark warning for North Korea.
Do not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Mr. Trump accused North Korean leader Kim Jong-un of having been very threatening. Other reports and experts have said in recent months that such an advancement by Pyongyang in its pursuit to become the world's ninth full-fledged nuclear power was probably years away. A spokesman for North Korea's army was quoted as saying a plan to strike Guam would be put into practice in a multi-current and consecutive way any moment. Kenyans across the country voted in large numbers in a tense general election Tuesday, pitting President Uhuru Kenyatta, the businessman's son of Kenya's founding president, against Raila Odinga, former political prisoner and son of Kenya's first vice president, and chairman of NASA National Campaign Committee, Musalia Mudavadi.
We are very encouraged that Kenyans across the country have come out in large numbers, witnessed in the long queues in all parts of the country.
Officials' results are expected by Friday, but current polls place Kenyatta at 55% of the vote to Odinga's 44%. Venezuela's new Constitutional Assembly has passed a decree declaring itself superior to all other branches of government. The order passed Tuesday bars the opposition-controlled National Assembly and other agencies from taking any action that would interfere with the laws passed by the pro-government superbody. The embattled President Nicolas Maduro convoked the Constitutional Assembly. This is